Welcome to Love Fellowship Believers, a non-denominational church desiring to fulfill God's will. We invite you to join us in an atmosphere of praise and worship in the powerful teachings of Christ delivered in a most creative way that reaches every age. Located at 1900 Martin Luther King Jr. Boulevard in Greensboro, North Carolina, on the wonderful campus of Gillespie Park Elementary School. This year, we're focusing on building a foundation solidified by grace, with walls made by faith, and our homes being filled with salvation by being united in living devotion. We promise you, visiting us online or in the sanctuary will be an experience that will be life-changing and one you'll never forget. We hope to see you soon. Services begin at 11 a.m. Have a blessed day.
Amen. Amen. Our scripture comes from Isaiah chapter 9. Isaiah chapter 9, verses 1 and 2. Isaiah chapter 9, verses 1 and 2. If you had it, would you please stand to your feet? I believe it's on page 606. Page 606. Thank you. Page 606. Amen. Isaiah chapter 9, verses 1 and 2. 1 and 2. Reading the scriptures might not seem as though it's a traditional Resurrection Sunday service. We're going to see what thus saith the Lord. Amen. Isaiah 9, verses 1 and 2. If you're using the church Bible, I believe it's found on page 606. Amen. Anyone need any more time? Amen. It reads, "Nevertheless, the dimness shall not be such as was in her vexation, when at the first he lightly afflicted the land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, and afterward did more grievously affect her by the way of the sea, beyond Jordan and Galilee of the nations." Verse 2. "The people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined." Let us pray. Father God, first and foremost, we say thank you. Thank you, God, for this time and this moment, God. Thank you, God, for just being God all by yourself. Lord, it's preaching time, and we would ask that the word would be shared in the way that you would have it to be done, Father God. To open up our ears, our hearts, our minds, that we would receive what thus saith the Lord. God, we need you. We cannot make it without you. Bless us that we would be blessed. For it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. All right. Normally, Resurrection Sunday, you're normally getting something from the New Testament. You're normally getting something about early on Sunday morning, Jesus rose up with all power in his hand. Amen. This is a wonderful message all by itself. Amen. All by itself. But today, God has given something a little bit different. If you're taking notes for today's sermon, just simply write down the word shine. 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 For those that I didn't get to physically say good morning to, I'm so sorry. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Amen. Shine. Shine. Prophet Isaiah is talking about the nation of Israel. He's talking to the nation. Saying, hey, you don't have things together, things are not in the right place. You're not doing what it is that you're supposed to do. And so because of that, there is affliction that will come our way. But yet there's going to be a time. There's going to be a time when the Messiah will come. There's going to be a time where a Savior will come. The Prince of Peace will come, a mighty God. And this is what he's talking about here. Here in verse number 9, he says, "Nevertheless, the dimness shall be as such as was in her vexation." Now, what we know about the Bible is that we know that God's chosen people went through different areas of bondage. They went through the Assyrian bondage, they went through the Babylonian bondage, they went through the Medo-Persian bondage. We then see that it even continues on to Greek and Roman. It's bondage that happens all throughout.
But at this particular time that Isaiah is talking, he's talking about a prophecy that's yet to come. A prophecy that's yet to come, that out of these two tribes of Zebulun and Naphtali in the region of which they're in, not actually, we know that Jesus comes from the tribe of Judah, but actually of the region that the Zebulun and Naphtali is in, which more or less goes towards the northern kingdom. Out of that same region, there would be a Messiah. That same region geographically is the same area that we've come to know in the New Testament as being Galilee. He says, so here in this particular area, we're going to see where he's going to make this big thing. This big thing is coming in the form of the Messiah, and it's going to happen here in this area. It says, when at first he lightly afflicted the land, when at first they were lightly afflicted in the northern kingdom, and afterward did more grievously affect her by the way of the sea beyond Jordan. When he says by the way of the sea, history lets us know that in the Bible you're really going to hear about this in this one particular place. But if you were to start to look at some Egyptian books and some other Assyrian books, you'll find out the way that they were able to conquer the northern kingdom is that they actually went through the Jordan Sea. They actually came up the Jordan Sea, and that's by the way of the sea how they were able to afflict them. It says, beyond the Jordan in Galilee of the nations. Verse 2 is where I want you to concentrate. It says, the people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. They that dwell in the land of the shadow of death, upon them hath the light shined. And so verse 1 gives us a lot of the history and the background, and that's what I've shared with you today. But verse 2 gives us some more enlightenment. What I want to talk to you about is shining. Shine. Shine. And when I say shine, what I want you to think about when I say shine is I want you to think about your shine. Your shine. How does your light shine? How does your light shine? 2017, we got all kinds of stuff going on with politics. We got missiles being launched. We got all kinds of stuff. At your job, how do you shine? At your home, how do you shine? With your family, how do you shine? When folks see you, do they see you as part of the problem or do they see you as part of the solution? When folks see you, do they see somebody that talks about Christ or do they see someone that lives Christ? How does your light shine? In Scripture, we can go ahead and start to look at light. And Jesus talks and he says, don't take your light and put it up under a bushel. He says your light is supposed to be placed upon the top of a mountain so that all could see. Jesus talks about light, light. I want you to go ahead and think about light in the natural sense. Light in the natural sense. And it's okay for you to respond because that's just how we are here. Light in the natural sense. What is it that light gives you? What is it that light gives you? The ability. Who said that? The ability to see. Light gives you the ability to see. Without light, you wouldn't be able to see. If that's the case, and we talk about light in a natural sense, without light, we wouldn't be able to see. What about if it's that no matter how bright it is, you're actually the light for someone else to see? What if by your actions, by the way that you're treated at work, instead of you responding the way that everybody else responds, you choose to respond with light to allow somebody else to see? Light gives you the ability to see. Who are you allowing to see? Who are you showing a different way? Who are you showing a different path? Amen. Some of you know I sat on my glasses and broke my glasses this morning. I can read this, but I can't really see you that clear. Amen. So if I'm looking at you and you're like, why is he looking at me like that? I can't really see you clear. Sorry. light gives you the ability to see. The ability to see. What light are you being for someone else? What else does light do? Again, God, light guides, light falls, light and see God that falls in the same area. What else does light do? What did you say? Hope. It is an amazing how that light can give somebody hope. If you ever found yourself in a dark place, if you ever found yourself in a place of seemingly no return, the cliche that's used is a light at the end of the tunnel. gives hope. Give hope. Here we are. Isaiah is talking to a nation. A nation that has gone through bondage. A nation that is going through all kinds of stuff. This is yet a future prophecy that he's given. If you take the time to go and look in verse 8 and read a little bit in verse 8, you'll see that the people were so vexed and what they were going through. They had started to go tarot card readers and all this. They had tried to go to all these different to try to get some understanding of yet what was to come. And Isaiah comes out with the prophecy and talks about this great light, that would not only allow those to be able to see, but would bring hope, not hope to just an individual, but hope to a whole nation, hope that yet we still even hold on today. Knowing that the Messiah has come, he has set things in order, we have the ability to be saved, but yet there comes a second coming, yet still to come. Amen? So light gives us the ability to see. Not only does it give us the ability to see, but it gives us the ability to allow someone else to see. Light also brings hope. Light brings hope to each and every single one of us. This light at the end of the tunnel. What else do you get from light? One more thing I'm looking for. What else do you get from light? Anybody? What did you say? You said peace, salvation, both good things. The last thing that I want to bring is that light brings warmth. Light brings warmth. As the sun shines, it gives us light, but it also brings warmth. Not only does it bring warmth, but then we look at solar panels and all that other kind of stuff. What does light do? It gives energy. And so if we can get warmth and if we can get energy from light, what that lets us know is that light also brings us comfort. And so I ask the question again, as I asked before, if this is what light does and light gives people the ability to see, how is your light shining to allow someone else to see? How is your light shining to be able to bring someone else hope? How is your light shining in a way that is able to give someone else comfort? As believers, these are things that we're supposed to do. As believers, we're supposed to be a light. We're supposed to be a light that shines in darkness. As believers, we're supposed to be there to be able to help someone else out. And so how does your light shine? We can talk about, as mainstream calls it, Easter. We can talk about all the different things that comes along with it. But I want to talk to you today about Resurrection Sunday. And because of all that God has done for you, you as an individual, everything that he's done for you, how is your light shining? Are you allowing your light to shine the very brightest that it can? You might find yourself in a place that you see that, you know what, my light has a dull luster. It doesn't shine the way that it used to shine. Well, I would ask you to ask yourself, well, why doesn't it? What is it that you've allowed in your life to now that you don't want your light to shine anymore, that you don't want to allow someone else to see, that you don't want to comfort someone else, that you don't want to bring hope to someone else? These are things that we get from our lights shining. You can take this same scripture here in Isaiah chapter 9. When Isaiah was speaking about it, it was a prophecy. When you turn over to the Gospel of Matthew and you start to look over into the book of Matthew, Matthew chapter 4, verse number 16, you'll find out where this now prophecy has now come to pass. Where now the Messiah is on the scene. As we look in 2017, God has come and he's let his light shine. He's let us know exactly who he is. Not only has he let us know exactly who he is, he's going ahead and shown up. He's shown up and allowed his light to shine. He's allowed us to be able to see. He's given us hope. And yet and still when we go through, God still gives us comfort. This Resurrection Sunday is the message for you. Shine. Shine. Amen? Amen. Amen. Come on, let's put our hands together for the Lord. Stresses my eyes out. Amen. Shine. Shine. I don't know where everyone is. I don't know what you got going on in your life. Everyone looks beautiful, dressed in their Resurrection Sunday clothes. God bless you. Thank you for coming out. I'm glad that you're here. But what our world needs is light. What our world needs is light. If you've accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you have a light that glows within you. The way that that light doesn't shine is that we start to let the effects of the world and everything else on the outside get us bogged down. Affect us in a way that, you know what, I don't feel like being a light for somebody else. I'll go ahead and raise my hand if nobody else will. There's times I don't feel like being hope for somebody else. I need hope myself. There's times where I don't feel like comforting somebody else. I might need comfort myself. But God didn't force me to accept him. I chose of my own will to accept him. And to accept him, I said, God, use me however you plan to use me. Do with me whatever you will. And if that means that if because of light lives inside of me, you're going to put me in dark places. You're going to put me in places where I don't want to go. You're going to put me in situations that I don't want to be in. And it's real easy. If we were to be honest with ourselves, it's real easy to respond in those situations with flesh. But God says, I want you to be the light. I want you to be the light. There's someone that's not where they're supposed to be. Maybe because God chose to use you as the tool to be a light to that person. And you're unwilling to shine. There's someone that God has placed across your path. You're still here. And so since you're still here, there's still more work to do. There possibly could be someone that God has allowed to cross your path that he wants to use you as a tool of hope. A tool of faith. To respond in a way that might seem crazy to mankind, but it's just right with the Lord. To give somebody else hope. We don't simply go through our situations and our circumstances just to go through. Everything that happens in our life has a purpose. And what I've come to find in these 47 years is not everything that happens to me is necessarily for me. There's a lot of things that happen to me that happen so that somebody else can see how it is God's going to use me to respond. To be able to give somebody else hope. All the while encouraging me along the way. Last, we said light can bring warmth. Light can bring energy. Well, when we start to think about warmth and we start to think about energy, start to think about comfort. As a believer, if you haven't been there yet, it's on the way. That you're going to be in a place where you're going to need comfort. With the passing of a loved one, you're going to need comfort. With a loss of a job, you're going to need comfort. With a diagnosis, this anything else but perfect, you're going to need comfort. Allowing your light to shine brings somebody else comfort. Allowing your light to shine can help somebody else out in one of their darkest moments of their life. I have a coworker right now. He's probably going to listen to this. If he's not listening to it now, we'll listen to it at some other time. A coworker that has become a good friend of mine. Someone I definitely call a friend. And God has allowed me to go through some things on my job where I could leave my job and I could go somewhere else. With no problem. But God has allowed some coworkers to have some things to happen to let me know that it's really not about me being there for my job, but it's really some other things that's going on. This one particular coworker, God has allowed me to experience him losing his father. His father was in the same nursing home as my aunt. Wasn't attending a church. Wasn't in a church. And said, Kevin, would you preach my father's funeral? A few years later, he had a daughter that was getting married. We don't go to a church. Kevin, would you counsel my daughter and her husband? Would you perform their wedding? A little bit later, Kevin, my wife wants to launch a business. She wants to start a school. Would you be willing to pray over my wife and her business? Kevin, my mother's sick. She's dying. Would you pray for my mother? My mother passed away. Would you be willing to do the funeral for my mother? My daughter's having a grandchild. Would you pray for my family? Last thing that's going on right now, Kevin, I have a son that's dealing with an addiction and he needs help. He left the house. He won't talk to me and mom no more. Would you be willing to talk to him? This past week, he got into a facility to help with his addiction. I dare not stand in a place and say it's because of me. But I believe it's because of the God in me. That's just one story. There's so many other stories. But God is using you. Don't think that your situation and what you're going through right now is all about you. I'm not saying that it's not about, but just don't think that it's all about you. Because there's eyes looking to see, I wonder how she's going to handle that situation with all them babies. Oh, they always praising the Lord and throwing up their hands. I wonder how they're going to handle this situation now. That it seems to be falling apart. Oh, it's just like we read in the Bible. As the enemy attacked Job in one area, Job came back and said, well, okay, let me attack him in another area. Let me mess with their finances. Let me mess with their attendance. Let me mess with their even ability for them to even be able to get the word. Let me go ahead and cause them to have a headache. Let me let some confusion happen in their minds. Let me allow just things to just seemingly all fall apart. And now let's see what they lean back on. You have the light that lives within inside of you. You don't need any more of it. You got all you need. But for that light to shine, it has to be less of you. For that light to shine, you got to be willing to take yourself and put yourself on the back burner and allow God to shine in your life. Amen. 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 Let's put our hands together for the Lord. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. It's personal decision time. Personal decision time here at Love Fellowship Believers is simply this. Based upon what it is that you've heard this morning, whether it be a testimony, whether it be a song, whether it be even the preached word of God, whether it be through dance that our dancers have done today, that God has spoken to you to say, look, it's time for a change.